I mean, how hard is it to focus out here in these days? You know, like it's just tough. And I like to stay locked in. And, you know, I'm always sort of got my eyes and ears to the ground, just several body parts. You know, some people just do their ears. I'm like, what else can we throw out there? You know, it's like, let's get all the information. And what came back is this incredible productivity drink called Magic Mind, and it's gorgeous and it comes in this little bottle. It's so cute. It's green. It has all these healthy ingredients and it really just helps you kind of concentrate and stay focused. It tastes insane. Since I've got my brushes out, let's just paint a picture. It's about 2:30 and you're like, what do I want? You know, you've been working all day. Do I want water? I'm sorry, no offense, not really. Okay, I don't drink coffee. Okay, I don't want an unhealthy drink. Ding, 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 my Magic Mind. It tastes so good and it's just gonna help me focus up and just kind of rally till about 5 p.m. when I can put on a basketball game. So, with all that being said, here's my special offer. You get up to 56% off your first subscription in the next 10 days and 20% off your one-time purchase with code COMPOSED20. It's like, do I really have a code? I'm freaking out. Go to magicmind.co/composed and you can use code COMPOSED20. But not to stress you out, hurry. The 56% discount only lasts for the next 10 days. It's a powerful time. Okay, so I posted this old video on TikTok that was about the category was crockpot, and it was just this, you know, silly little video I made, no big deal, whatever, at the beginning of the pandemic. And it just popped into my head for some reason. And I was like, oh, I should post that video on TikTok, whatever. Just thinking out loud, just thinking and then following up because you can't just think. You got to follow up as well. So I downloaded this video from my Instagram where it was posted and then posted on TikTok, forgot about it. So I saunter back on TikTok a couple of days later and I see that I have a comment from Crockpot. And they're like, hey, we're loving this. Check your DMs. And I'm like, first of all, Crockpot, is that really you? Like, I just didn't expect to see you on here, you know? And it's like, that's where I went wrong with it because it's like, you know, just as Crock-Pot could be anywhere, so could anything else. It's like never underestimate any brand, you know, whether that's a all-inclusive cooking stove or a person, you know, it's just like you just gotta stay on your toes. And they were like, okay, check your DMs. And I'm like, okay, I'd love to check my DMs, except one little caveat. I haven't been messing with DMs on TikTok. I'm like, I didn't No, you like I don't think I've ever gotten a DM. I mean, my sister sends me 4,000 videos a day, but it's like, is that a DM or is that a share? And it turns out that a lot of people didn't know where their TikTok DMs were. And to be honest, I'm not even quite sure where they're located at the moment. Doesn't matter. I couldn't find their DM. I was like panicking. Like I was like, okay, I wasn't panicking, but I was like, well, I would like to find it, you know, and it had already been a couple of days, and I'm just like, wow. You know, it's not every day that you get an open window into, you know, just the life of Crockpot, get that kind of access. So I was like, wow, I wonder if my access will now be cut off. I just don't know if I missed the boat. I don't know. I'm like, where are my DMs? I just had to, you know, I was like, I'll just DM them myself because I guess I can initiate one. I don't know where they are. And so I just DM'd Crockpot. Which is always interesting. It's like it is, like it feels like an entity. It's like I know obviously someone is running the account, but it's like it honestly kind of feels like it's its own thing. Like it is Crockpot. And I don't even know what that means, but it's just kind of like the concept of Crockpot. That's who I'm typing with, not, you know, some guy, some girl, whatever, some person, doesn't matter. Okay. Doesn't need to be like this. This just doesn't need to be like this. Welcome to episode 101, by the way. I mean, if you think we're gonna stop at episode 100, it's like if you think I'm gonna get to the top of the mountain and be like, okay, let's turn around and go down, then you don't really know me, do you? you don't really know me. It's like, okay, we got to the top of the mountain. This is like when I got to Malibu last week. You think I'm going to go to a lunch and then just turn around and go home? It's like, we're here. Let's hang out, you know? So yeah, that's just what's kind of going on now. It's like some people do like, all right, I did 100 episodes of my podcast. I did it. And it's like, yeah, what next? You know, it's whatever. I'm not going to talk about David Goggins anymore. But when he finished this last, I think it was a 240-mile race. Obviously, he had a trillion trials and tribulations you wouldn't even begin to understand unless you read it. But after he completed this, you know, just, I guess it's still a marathon at that point, Ultraman, I don't know. When he crossed the finish line, he just did like a minute of push-ups. Imagine that. You just walk, run, whatever. It's like you have a certain amount of hours to complete it. You just did 240 miles. Like you're done. You're dead. You're over. And then you've done it. You're done. You did what was required of you. And then you go down to the ground and do push-ups. I mean, that's so inspiring to me. Like, I'm just like, yeah. Why are you just done when you cross the finish line? There is no finish line. The limit does not exist. Okay, what am I talking about? Crockpot? Jesus Christ. Okay, so I'm like, Crockpot, I'm not seeing your DM, like, but here I am. Like, I was like Crockpot, like, summoned me. Like, they were like, check your DMs, like, come through the door. And so I was just like, knock, knock, like, is anyone home? I was like, hey, Crockpot, I know this isn't like the exact place you told me to meet you, but like, I'm here now, you know? And yeah, so then they were like, oh, hey, they didn't skip a beat. Crockpot didn't give a fuck. Like, Crockpot is not holding you accountable for being 2 days late to this email. They don't care. They're not judging you. They're not punishing you. They're like, hey, welcome. And they're like, do you want a Crockpot to go? And I was like, I guess, you know, it's like, do I want a Crockpot to go? And it's like, I guess I knew them saying check your DMs is obviously them probably trying to be like, hey, we want to send you something. Like, they're not like, hey, check your DMs. Like, did you see the Timberwolves Memphis game last night? It's like, they're just like, it's Crockpot, you know, it's going to be Crockpot related. They're not going to be like, hey, do you want to be our spokesperson after one video? Although you never know. So it's like, I knew that why they're asking me to check in with them is they want to send me a Crockpot, but it was like, I don't know, until they actually said that, I was like, oh, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's something else. Like, oh, maybe do you want to be our spokesperson, you know, like whatever, something like that. Not actually that, but whatever. So they're like, do you want this Crockpot to go? And it's like, I mean, just on the basic human principle of like, you're offering me something and I don't have to pay for it and I just want to take it, then yeah, I do want it. Even though it felt wrong. Like, I knew really deep down, like, I was like, I actually don't want this mini Crockpot. I already have a Crockpot that I actually used one time. I could make a lot of excuses right now, and trust me, there are some unbelievable ones where I think you would actually really see it my way. But at the end of the day, these are the facts. I've received this Crockpot and I used it one time. And the thing is that, did I really ever want a Crockpot to begin with? Because it's kind of like, I don't really get it. Like, it's like, what's the difference of just putting it in the damn stove? I feel like I thought it's like, you get a Crockpot and it's like, you don't even have to cut stuff up. Like, you just throw in an entire head of celery and, like, you know, all your soup ingredients. And then when you you don't chop anything, you just shove all the ingredients in there. And then you open it like a few hours later and it's like a perfect soup. Like, I actually, and maybe this is credit to them, believed that Crockpot was just kind of magic. And so when we got it and it's like, okay, so just put all of the things I would put in a regular stove into the crock pot instead. It's kind of just like, what's that different about it? And I know, you know, the slow cooking thing where it's like you can put it in, you can make some chili at like 4 a.m. and then come back at 2 p.m. and it's done, you know, but it's like, I don't even know. I might just be too OCD for that. It's like, I know you can leave it, but it's like, can you? I just don't know if I'm going to be able to go to CVS, go do a show, go do whatever, if I'm knowing that there's just like a fire hazard at home. And they're like, no, it's fine. Like, you can leave it. And it's like, but why have we always been taught to not leave it? Like, I don't know if I can just break myself of that train of thought, but I don't know. And you know what? It's truly, you can do something one time and have a memory of it, and it is honestly wrong. Like, you need to do things a few times, and I really, really forget that. So I would definitely have to use this crock pot again to just say a definitive answer. But why do I not want to? Why do I not want to use it again? I mean, also, it's like truly been packed away for 2 years. It's like, gonna have to wash it, this and that. Oh my God. It came with so many fucking parts. I'm just like, wait, what's this? It's like, that goes to the crock pot. I'm like, how? Like, it doesn't even actually make sense. Like, it'll be like a product that has actually nothing to do with cooking. It's like, that came with the crock pot. And it's like, why? Why? And I just want to throw everything away. I truly actually want to just take this crock pot into the middle of the street and just like smash it with a baseball bat. Like, I don't care what happens to it. I just don't really want it. And I do feel like, okay, I do have to use it again to be making this sort of just wild accusations, even after they sent me the free mini to go crock pot. It's like, I love the idea of crock pot. I feel like so many people love it, and that's enough. It's like, I just don't know what the difference is between just putting it on the stove. And obviously there are some, but it's like, it's not quite different enough, is it? And I kind of like, I'm just like a bit old fashioned. It's like, I just kind of like a classic pot. I don't need a whole machine. I don't need a whole apparatus, all right? Okay, so they're like, do you want this mini crock pot? And in my head, I'm like, no, but then I'm typing yes. Like, because I'm just like, well, what am I going to do? Not take a mini crock pot? And it's like, yeah, that's exactly what I should have done. I should have been like, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But I actually don't need a mini crock pot. But that's the thing. Can you ever really trust yourself? It's like, I don't know what I need. I don't know if in 6 months, if I'm not going to make use out of that mini crock pot. It's like, who's to say? So they're like, all right, send us your address. Just send it. Just give them my address. It's like, I'm just DMing with Crockpot. I don't know who it is. I'm just like, here's my address. Here's everything. And, you know, I think about a week later, sure enough, this Crockpot came. And I was like, what is this? When I got this package. And then I was like, oh my God, this is my mini Crockpot. I unwrapped it. It's really cute. It's a little crock pot mini to go, but I'm just like, what am I going to do with this? Let me go get it. Hold on. And we're back. Okay. So here is the crock pot to go. It's, you know, it kind of looks like a little lunchbox, electric lunchbox, eco-friendly solution, less waste versus using single containers. Dishwasher safe, okay. Detachable cord. So you can just cut. It's basically a portable crock pot, is what it is. And don't get me wrong, I love the idea. I love the idea of them sending me a free mini crock pot. Now that it's here, it's just been sitting on my counter for like 2 weeks, and I'm just like, Why did I accept this? Because you know what? It's like, and it felt wrong in the moment. I'm like, just because something's free, I'm really deeply believing this. It's like, I don't want anything. I don't care that it's free. I don't want it unless I'm going to use it, unless I do need it. I don't want it. It's like, now that this is here, I'm just like, it's not free. It takes up space in your mind, your heart, your apartment, house, what have you. It's like, but I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it. And, you know, maybe there will be a phenomenal opportunity for me to gift this to someone and they'll be like, oh my God, this was exactly what I was looking for. And I'll be like, great. And whatever. Okay. Just got really hungry. Really, really hungry. I'm almost finished with The Power of Now. I mean, just a truly insane book. It's like you just, for me sometimes, and probably a lot of people, it's like you hear about things so much that they just become, you don't actually realize that it's like, oh, I should read this book. Like you just hear The Power of Now. Like I feel like at some point it was like sort of a punchline to everything. Like it's like, oh, The Power of Now, The Power of Now. But it's like, yeah, give it to me. Like, let me read it. It's like, how did this never occur to me till now? Whatever, this is the journey and things come to you when they should. But it's like, I'm reading this book and I'm just walking around. Like, I'm like, okay, I am so enlightened. Like, I cannot even be around unenlightened people. Like, I'm on another level. And I don't know, probably everyone has read it and maybe you guys are already enlightened. It doesn't seem like a lot of people I encounter are, but you know, and this isn't part of the teachings. It's not like, oh, judge people who aren't enlightened. It's just, it's really good. And I'm really glad I finally got my hands on it. I don't know what I'm going to read next. Like, I've been in such a just like spiritual, motivational, what's the word I want to use here? Could really be anything. Spiritual, emotional track, not what I initially wanted, but let's just keep going. But then I'm like, oh, I guess that is kind of okay. I could read, well, I probably just will read this book I found in like a neighborhood library that's just called Make Your Bed Every Day, and it seems just like short and breezy. And then I'm like, okay, do I read Stephen A. Smith's book that I just got, or do I read this more like fiction story that my sister gave me that she said was really good? These are the things that keep me up at night. No, just kidding. All right, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see. So since I've been rising and grinding so early, you know, I get just like anyone else, you know, it's like around two, it's like I start to feel tired. Okay, wow, am I going down? And I don't drink coffee, so it's like, what can I really have? Okay, it's like this little elixir is just such a little drop of joy. Like it tastes so damn good. And I just love that it's healthy, you know, because it's like, you know, I'm just trying to keep it clean. And this little shot of Magic Mind just has all these incredible ingredients. Like there's matcha, which has so much less caffeine and just has like healthy stuff in there for you. There's ashwagandha that helps reduce stress and anxiety. I mean, who's like, oh, do you want to reduce stress and anxiety? And you're like, no, I'm good. Obviously no one. There's Rhodiola rosea, a nootropic. It's like, what? Forget about the old tropics. Let's get these new tropics in there. It's also an adaptogen that reduces fatigue and anxiety and increases your body's resistance to stress. It's just like, yes. It also enhances mental clarity. There's lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms. It's like, you're going to want to incorporate some mushrooms into your life. And the fact that you can just take this gorgeous shot, it tastes good. Like, it's not like, oh, it's disgusting. I don't know. I'm just really been loving them. Like they're just a nice breakup to the day. And it's not like, oh no, I had too much coffee. Now I won't be able to sleep at night. Oh, let me just have a Coke. It's like, get with the times. I've been really, really loving it. I gave some to my sister. She was like, that tastes so good. And she actually doesn't really like anything. If you guys want to try it for yourselves, feel free as hell. The Magic Mind team created a special deal for my listeners. I mean, how could I? Angels. Again, you can get up to 56% off your first subscription in the next 10 days and 20% off your one-time purchase with Compose 20. And you can get it at magicmind.co/composed. And go ahead and use code COMPOSED20 But like I said, hurry. This is a limited time offer. I was just remembering last month as an early birthday present for myself, I went to get a facial. And I love my facial place. It's incredible. And I did go to a different girl last time, but I usually go to the same woman. And it doesn't matter if you're like, well, I need to know this later. I'll just tell you now, you won't. It will never come up again and it won't affect anything. So I went and it's like, you know, obviously a facial is supposed to be a very relaxing experience, and it is, and it was, but it was also like, I don't know, we started talking about like all this different stuff. It was like right after the holidays. So she was like, oh my God, everywhere is like so packed. Like we went here and it was just packed. There's just so many people everywhere. Everyone's just whatever. And then she was telling me that when she went to Disney World with her husband and her two kids, and she's like, it was one of the worst experiences of my entire life. Like she just got lost in it. Like she was just like reliving it, and it was like sounded like hell. And it wasn't like she was telling the story from a point of view of like, that's in the past. Like I'm beyond it. I'm not affected by it anymore. It's like, it was as if she was there. Like I was like, should you be talking about this? Like, are you okay? And it was just like, before I knew it, it had been like 20 minutes of her just talking about this, like just insane time at Disney World where it's like, there's a billion people. They didn't do anything. They couldn't go anywhere. And I'm just like, I'm now feeling stressed out. Like, and I was just like, I don't know. There's no real point to it, but it was just out of character for her, and it was just like she needed to get this out. But it was like, I would have loved to not listen to an extremely chaotic recount of a Disney World experience. And will I ever go to Disney World? Probably not. I've never thought about it, and I'm okay with that. And I'm not gonna sit here and like bash people who like Disneyland. It's like, do you? Me personally, I like Disneyland good and fine. I'm never going to Disney World. That's never something that I'm going to feel compelled to do. If I find myself there for work or, you know, I guess play, then so be it. I'm not going to be like, no, but I'm definitely, definitely, definitely not going to seek it out. And now that I just said I wouldn't say no, it reminds me of the damn crock pot to go, where I should have said no. And I think that if someone asked me to go to Disney World, I would say no. And do not quote me on that, obviously, but do with that what you will. It's Monday, it's gloomy. God willing, I can get my car washed this week. I've actually been waiting to get my car washed, I feel like, since September. No, okay. I got my car washed when I got back from Europe. And I had actually really wanted to get it washed before I left. It wasn't that dirty, but I was like, oh, how fun would it be to like, I get back into town. It's like, wow, crazy. I just went to Europe for 2 weeks. And then I come back and my car is like so fucking clean. Like, I'm like, wouldn't that just be another level? And then I told that idea to my dad and he's like, I feel like after 2 weeks, it wouldn't be that clean. Like it would collect dust. Mind you, I park my car in an underground garage, and he knows that. But it's like, it kind of did make sense what he was saying. It's like, yeah, I guess just like time, and like, I don't know, like maybe 2 weeks there would be dust. And so then I didn't do it, and yeah, whatever. But then I got it when I got back, and then I've truly probably haven't gotten a car wash since then. I've driven so many places. I've driven far places. I don't even recognize my car. Like, seriously. You know, whenever I go to the car wash, they're like, what do you want? I'm like, just the basic shit, like the basic setup. Like, I don't know. What would I get? Like a tire polish? It's like, that's not really like where my concerns lie at the moment. But I'm always like, yeah, just the standard vacuum and just wash it down, you know? And I don't know. When I go either, okay, no, I'm going to go on Wednesday, February 1st. When I go on Wednesday, February 1st, I'm going to be like, what's the next plan up? Like, what is another $10 get me? Because I just feel like my car is in a really disturbing state. And honestly, probably for a lot of people, it wouldn't be, you know, it's like it is mostly clean. It's just like, to me, it might as well be just covered in just absolute trash and filth. Like, I need my car so clean. I spend so much time in my car that it's like I need to feel clean and just like uncrowded in my car. So God, I feel like the Disneyland girl. I was just like unloaded all that on you. Like you were like, we weren't stressed and now we are. Like truly, I cannot recreate her level of hysteria in recounting this Disney World excursion. And I'm like, so what about this cleanser I'm using? Like, can we just kind of get back, you know? I'm feeling so blessed. Joshua Tree was so fun. I went to Palm Desert to visit my aunt, played some pickleball. I'm really good. It doesn't matter. And yeah, I mean, if you ever have the chance to stop by the Marshalls and Joshua Tree, like, do yourself a favor. It's insane in there. Like, they took it to a level, like, I blacked out. I was just, like, the skincare section, like, it was, like, I was at a nice-ass skin store that was, like, 60% off retail price. Like, I was just, like, gimme these. And I just feel like a lot of people, you know, when you get out of LA, like, people aren't necessarily looking for the same thing. It's, like, here, if they had, like, these good skincare products at, like, the Studio City one, it's, like, those bitches would be gone in 4 seconds. At Joshua Tree, they're just waiting for you. And oh my God, I got so much good stuff. I got this huge gua sha tool. I've had my gua sha tool, like just a normal size little pink one, for a long time. And I recently started doing it again and I just love it. And then I'm now like getting all these TikTok videos about gua sha. And then I saw this girl and she was like just doing it all over her body. And then I rounded the corner at Marshall's and there was this huge, gorgeous jade green gua sha staring at me in the fucking face. And I was just like, you're mine. You're coming home with me. Pack your bags. Say your goodbyes. You're leaving Marshall's Joshua Tree. And yeah, then we went to we actually ended up going to a different Marshall's on the way back because we stopped to get food and there was like a Marshall's right there. And we were like, I mean, do we tempt fate twice, you know? And it wasn't as good as the Joshua Tree one. Don't get me wrong. And like, I was in the skincare section. I was just like, something was so off. Like, I was just like, this isn't it. I don't want anything here. I just don't want anything. And then I was like gonna go find my boyfriend and be like, okay, I don't want anything, we can leave. And then the candle section grabbed me by the collar and pulled me in so tight. I mean, I've never seen anything like this candle section. Like, it blew me away. It continues to blow me away. It brought me so much joy. It's just fun to have a candle. It's never not gonna be fun to light a candle. I'm sorry, it's just not. It's like, no matter what time of day you do it, it's 7 a.m light a candle. Wow, that's different. It's 9 p.m you're reading, you're watching a basketball game, you light a candle. Okay, this is a whole different experience. And it's like, I feel like in the past, like, I'd be like, oh no, I need to save it. Now I am so stocked with candles, but I've been just like using candles, you know, like you just got to use them. And it's like, if they come back into your life, great. If you get some different ones, great. You cannot be scared of the future. And actually, you shouldn't even be thinking about the future. Power of now. Thank you. I'd like to right now, thank you. I'm going to be insanely present when I say this. I would like to thank you guys for listening, rating, reviewing, subscribing. Every time I see a review, it's just so nice. Like, I just cannot predict them. And then I read them and I'm just like, okay, well, now I feel incredible, you know? And it's like, whatever. So thank you so much. Rate, review, subscribe. Thank you to Magic Mind for sponsoring today's episode, aka episode 101. Yeah, it's good to have them here. All right, it's 9:35 p.m. Just doing a little outro, and I feel like that's very YouTube of me. You know, it's like you watch vlogs and then they just like, you watch the whole thing and then you just kind of end up with them like back in a room and they're like, hey guys, hope you like what you saw. You know, like, it's just kind of weird. It just like feels different. Not bad, it's just different. All right, well, TTYL, you know, I'm excited for February. I'm excited for the last day of January. You know, I love January. I bid it adieu and I say thank you. And we'll just see what February is bringing to the table. You know, they're like coming to the stage. It's February. And February is like, I'm here. I'm short. You know, like I'm just abbreviated. And people are like, you know what? Not a bad thing sometimes, you know, it's like sometimes less is more. And it's like, if you don't feel like you can do the full 30 minutes, the full 30 days, it's like, by all means, do whatever you feel like you are capable of doing. I mean, honestly, some might argue you should be pushing yourself, but it's like, you know what you're capable of, and you know, we should all be thanking you, really. Okay. Thank you so much for coming. Please rate, review, subscribe for coming. Okay. Thank you guys so much. Bye.